wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.
Welcome back to S3 Podcast, episode 68. In today's episode, we will be covering the pro golfer, Gene Seller, who was found with a gunshot wound to the head, along with two other men who were found dead in the bed of a pickup truck. Without further ado, before we get into it, follow us on Instagram at S3Podcast_, and you can also find us on Facebook. So, pro golfer Gene Seller was shot and killed at a country club in suburban Atlanta on Saturday, and two other men were found dead inside the bed of a pickup truck on the golf course, the Cobb County Police Department said. Cobb County responded to a report of a person shot around 2:20 p.m. and discovered Seller on the green of the 10th hole at the Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw, Georgia. The police department said in a statement Sunday, Seller, an employee of the club, was found unresponsive with an apparent gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police also discovered a Ram 3500 pickup truck on the green that contained the bodies of two men. Officials identified one of the men as Paul Pearson, the registered owner of the truck. The third victim had not been identified as of Sunday night. Both men in the truck died of gunshot wounds, police said. All of us at the GCGA are deeply saddened by the tragic events that occurred earlier today at Pine Tree CG. Our thoughts and prayers are with Gene Seller's family and friends. The Georgia State Golfing Association tweeted on Saturday, all of us at the GSGA are deeply saddened by the tragic events that occurred earlier today at Pine Tree CC. Our thoughts and prayers are with Gene Seller's family and friends. Seller, who was in his 40s, was a member of the Pine Tree Country Club staff and previously worked as the director of golf and head golf pro at Summit Chase Country Club, according to the Gwinnett Daily Post. Since 2007, Seller had regularly competed in Georgia's PGA section golfing tournaments. The Post reported, tragedy has stricken the Georgia section PGA in the loss of our member, Gene Seller. Thoughts and prayers for his family and the Pine Tree Country Club family, the Georgia PGA tweeted, with the following, tragedy has stricken the Georgia section PGA in the loss of our member, Gene Seller. Thoughts and prayers for his family and the Pine Tree Country Club. Seller, a husband and father of two, was reportedly responding to an issue on the golf course, 10th hole, when a man in a white truck pulled his vehicle onto a sand trap nearby. According to the Post, when Seller went to talk with the man in the vehicle, he was shot and later died. The suspect had not yet been caught, police said. The course is near Kennesaw State University. Kennesaw is about 30 miles northwest of Atlanta. The KSU Office of Emergency Management tweeted on Saturday that the suspect is a Hispanic male considered armed and dangerous. Suspect is 6'1" and 170 pounds and was last seen wearing a white t-shirt. The Cobb County Police Department is investigating the shooting. So that was the article on NBC News, but I'm going to go over to CNN. Just bear with me 1 minute. So, a man charged with killing golf pro Gene Seller bound the hands and legs and mouth of two other victims with tape, warrant says. So, the man in question is Brian Anthony Roden. was arrested Thursday afternoon in connection with the killings of the two men, Paul Pearson and Henry Valdez, as well as pro golfer Gene Seller, all of whom were found dead last weekend at the Atlanta area's Pine Tree Country Club. Cobb County Police Chief Tim Cox said, Roden has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Cox said in a news conference Thursday, the warrant lists the murder charges against Roden for shooting each victim, saying he caused them with visible injuries and internal injuries that led to their deaths. Additionally, the warrant alleges Roden committed 3 counts of aggravated assault and with intent to murder Pearson, Valdez and Seller by pointing the weapon at said victim and discharging it unlawfully. The kidnapping charges accuse Roden of abducting Pearson and Valdez by binding their legs and mouths, with tape and hiding their bodies in the enclosed bed of a white Dodge Ram pickup truck. Investigators believe Roden, arrested in the Atlanta area city of Chamblee, was the lone shooter in the killings of Silla, Paul Pearson and Henry Valdez, Cox said. Police are trying to determine why the shootings happened and whether relationships existed between Roden and two of the victims, which could be plausible. On the other hand, it could have just been a one-off kind of, you know, deal. We all never know. But investigators feel confident Roden, who has ties to the metro Atlanta area, had no relationship with the 46-year-old. Police also have said investigators believe that Silla, shot dead on the country club's golf course, was killed only because he had witnessed a crime in progress involving the shooter and other two men. Police have not said precisely what that crime was, but they have said the bodies of Pearson and Valdez were found in the bed of a truck on a golf course green near where Seller was shot. Roden was being held Friday in the Cobb County Jail, according to a spokesperson for the Cobb County Sheriff's Office. On Friday evening, he had an initial appearance before Cobb County Magistrate Judge Donald Hicks. While he did not have any attorneys present, Roden told the judge he had obtained legal counsel who had filed all needed paperwork but were just not here right now. Now, was that to stall a verdict? I don't know. Judge Hicks set Roden's bond hearing for July 27th. What police say unfolded. Police previously said they were called to a report of a person shot on Saturday afternoon and found Seller, who was the club's director of golf, shot in the head near the green of the course's 10th hole. The truck was on the green and officers found the bodies of the two other men in the truck's bed, both of whom also had been shot. Police said one of the slain men was Pearson, 76, of Kansas, the registered owner of the Ram 3500. Police identified the third victim as Valdez, 46, of California, and said he and Pearson appeared to have no relation to the location at all. Someone had driven to the green in the truck and shot Silla. When Silla arrived to see what was going on, a member of the club told CNN affiliate WXIA the shooter then fled. Funeral services for Silla will take place on Monday, according to an email from his golf club, which announced it will also hold a celebration of life Monday evening. The Georgia State Golf Association expressed its condolences for Silla's death. All of us at the GSGA are deeply saddened by the tragic events that occurred earlier today at Pine Tree CC. Our thoughts and prayers are with Jean Siller's family and friends, the association tweeted on July 3rd. Siller, 46, leaves behind a wife and two children, aged 6 and 7, according to the Pine Tree Country Club. He was a man of compassion who loved everybody. Rand Eberhard, a pastor who lived in her neighbourhood near the country club and knew Siller, said earlier this week, "It's a big void that is left in our community to lose such an important guy." Suspect arrested for DUI hours after shooting. Roden was arrested for DUI shortly after the shooting and later released. Court records indicate Roden was booked on 5 traffic-related misdemeanor charges some 12 hours after police responded to the shooting on July 3rd. Jail records from DeKalb County show Chamblee police booked Roden at 1:54 a.m. on July 4th. He was released on July 6th. Police have not said whether Roden was considered a suspect in the murders at the time he was released. So that's all the information on CNN. And, you know, as of yet, we don't know any more information as to what's going to happen. You know, as they say, he was released on July 6th. So who knows what's going to happen. But that will be it for today's episode, for today's podcast. I hope you have a great weekend. The next one will be, obviously, this coming Monday. So until then, have a great time. Enjoy friends and family. And I'll see you in the next one.
I wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.